This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Cyberjaya in Focus, a three-part series discussing CyberView's plans for Cyberjaya. I'm Christine Wong, and for this episode, I'm speaking to Vina Low, Head of Research and Consultancy at JLL Malaysia, a global real estate services firm specializing in commercial property and investment management, who work closely with CyberView's business development team, all about CyberJaya's investment opportunities. First of all, tell me, what about CyberJaya's ecosystem is attractive as a development opportunity?
First, it's got the infrastructure readiness. It is a modern and well-planned design city, unlike some of the older parts of our cities, which outgrew the capacity of its original infrastructure and ends up congested. Now, the second one is timing. When the project started years ago, it wasn't maybe flourishing like what's going to happen now. Tech industry targets is booming globally. Now, the government has rightly supported its growth in its next phase, where it's going to target those big data analytics, the artificial intelligence, creative content, Internet of Things, information security, green technology, cloud computing, robotics, to name a few. Now, if you look at the list of the top 100 companies that are prospering from the pandemic situation now, it's dominated by tech. And in Southeast Asia, we've seen a surge of interest from investors looking at opportunities in digital infrastructure. Now, CyberJaya has all that, and it also has a cluster of high-tech companies, local SME startups. Yeah, and this place has nurtured successful startups. Now, very importantly, it has available land for expansion. Certainly, it's not easy to find land which is reasonably priced with a ready ecosystem.
What are the current investment opportunities like in CyberJaya for both domestic and international investors?
Firstly, because of the population that it already has, it's got this critical mass of skilled and knowledge workers earning a good income. So there's demand for commercial and residential lifestyle, for retail facilities. You can have smart stores, drive-through outlets, standalone stores as well. And for technology companies, many will be attracted here. You can have categories like smart healthcare, robotics, IoT, assistive diagnosis and healthcare tracking. Mm-hmm. In addition, you also can have the more complex ones like AI, machine learning, quantum computing, and the list goes on.
So in your opinion, what will become investment catalysts in CyberJaya in the future?
Now, firstly, there's completion of the MRT coming up. There's also a rising number of well-known multinationals attracted here. There's good publicity and success of local startups. There's rising population and values of neighboring townships around CyberJaya. We mustn't forget that what brought CyberJaya success, yeah, that the environment must remain conducive, meaning the MSC status and the tax incentives.
And why did JLL decide to explore opportunities with CyberView?
Now, JLL Property Services Malaysia, we are bringing technology companies into CyberJaya, which is at its cusp of a new expansion phase. Yeah? And we understand CyberView, a subsidiary of MOF, is now tasked with this objective of making CyberJaya a global tech hub. It wants to be a developer. It also needs to be transparent, needs to engage parties in objectively, and must be credible in the eyes of investors. And we, as JLL, we bring along experiences, networking, and contacts. JLL is a multinational, and we are known also for our network to have prop tech companies with us. We have that credibility.
And finally, what do you think the outlook is like in CyberJaya for the next few years in terms of investing?
Given the strong growth in technology globally, outlook is exciting. There's definitely a concerted effort to push internally within the country to capture this growth. Private sector is beginning to see the business opportunities in this pandemic. Now, the use of technology has been hastened. We've seen digital transformations happening that would take years, but now compressed into a few months. Data centers are simply booming in Asia Pacific. And the market for hosting, storage, and cloud computing in Asia Pacific is expected to grow by more than 150% by the end of 2021, according to our regional JLL network.
All right, fantastic. That was Veena Low, Head of Research and Consultancy at JLL Malaysia, discussing investment opportunities in Cyberjaya. I'm Christine Wong, and you've been listening to Cyberjaya in Focus on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.